It's 11:30, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Nicole Watts, here with Rachel Munns and Sarah Selvanayagam. In the weather, expect a mostly cloudy day with a few sunny periods. The high for today is 4 degrees. It's currently 0 degrees in the city. And now, here's what's making news today. TTC transit workers push back their strike deadline, but another group of TTC workers move closer to a strike. In sports, the Leafs' playoff hopes are crushed after a loss in Boston. And an early morning joyride in a Hummer limo left a path of destruction downtown. Now to our top story. It looks like there won't be a TTC strike in the next week at least, as the Transit Workers Union has pushed back Tuesday's strike deadline. Talks are continuing between the TTC and the union today. The major issue is compensation for being injured on the job. The workers want 100% of their pay if injured. Currently, they receive only 75%. Meanwhile, the TTC's electrical and communications workers voted 94% in favor of a strike last night. Their contract runs out on Tuesday. A woman driving a Hummer limo struck three cars, a person, a hydro pole, and a house before it came to a stop on Inglewood Drive after 1 a.m. this morning. The suspect got behind the wheel while the driver was taking a bathroom break. The passengers inside the limo managed to get out before the limo took off. The victim who was struck has minor injuries. A 20-year-old woman faces several charges, including failing to remain at the scene of an accident, theft over $5,000, and dangerous driving. They are sometimes referred to as MIC jobs, part-time jobs that students take on to pay their way through school, pay for their first car, or just to have money on the weekend to party with friends. But now, students and universities are viewing these jobs in a new light. MIC jobs are fast becoming MIC careers. Matthew Aline reports.
Nelson Vallejo has worked at Costco Wholesales in Scarborough for 6 years. When he first started, he just wanted a part-time job to help pay his way through university and cover his monthly expenses.
It's a great place to work. The benefits are good. The pay is good. The people that you work with are great. Management is strong. And it's just all around a happy place to be.
Vallejo graduated from Ryerson University 2 years ago with a degree in business management. But somewhere between graduation and taking the next step in his career in business, Vallejo still finds himself working at the same job he had during school, only now it's full-time.
My plan was, or what my thoughts would be, was once I graduated, you know, I'd find a job in my field and, you know, build from it. Ideally, that's what I wanted to do, but as it turns out, it's not as easy as saying it. There's a lot of jobs out there that require experience. There are a lot of jobs out there that don't even pay as well as Costco does.
Like Vallejo, Diana Berger took a part-time job at Costco to help pay her way through school when she was 18. Berger shares the same fear as many of the students in her position, of falling into the same trap of not being able to leave a steady job. Unlike Vallejo, who is full-time and has gained seniority and benefits, Berger is only part-time and intends on putting her hard-earned education to good use.
Because, like, I didn't actually intend to be here. Like, it's been almost 4 years now. And I was only thinking being at Costco for, like, 2 years or something like that. Like, I know for sure over the next 2 to 3, maybe even 4 years, I will still be at Costco. But after that, I'm hoping to find something more in my field. I'm not going to be here forever, I hope.
In the attempt to help students, both those working their way through school and those who have dropped out, the British government has just approved a program that will allow students to gain academic credits by working at companies such as McDonald's. British officials are adamant that the management skills and the experience a student gains from working for a company like McDonald's are just as important as the skills that could be gained in the classroom. Matthew Aline, Centennial College Radio News.
New multimillionaire Jose Lima plans on sharing his newfound wealth with all of his employees. The butcher shop manager won $14.5 million from Lotto 649, and he picked up his check yesterday. He says he's going to give $5,000 to each of his 50 employees at the butcher shop. He also plans to give away 1,000 boxes of chicken legs to customers next week. Lima bought 12 tickets, including the winner, last Wednesday after he says he had a feeling he should buy some. And that's the latest news. Now here's Rachel with the sports.
Thanks, Nicole, and hi, everyone. Well, the Leafs' playoff hopes are now officially dead. The return of Captain Matt Sundin and Nick Antropov from injuries wasn't enough for the team to take down the host Bruins Thursday night. Despite a strong effort, the Leafs fell to Boston 4-2. Sundin was upset over Boston's third goal in the third period, which video replays showed to be offside, but the referees saw it differently and the goal stood up to give Boston the lead right after Pavel Kubina had scored to tie it for the Leafs. Peter Schaefer then beat Leafs goalie Vesa Toskala with 5 minutes left to put a dagger in the hearts of optimistic Leaf fans everywhere. Rookie Yuri Tolusti had the Leafs' only other goal. The Leafs return home to Toronto on Saturday to play the Montreal Canadiens in their fourth last game of the season. In basketball, the Toronto Raptors look to make it two in a row as they take on the New York Knicks tonight at the ACC. It's not yet known if new forward Linton Johnson, who the Raptors signed to a 10-day contract on Thursday, will be in the lineup against the Knicks. Although the Raps have struggled recently, they're still holding on to a playoff spot going into tonight's game. They're currently in 7th place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. The game tips off at 7 this evening. On Wednesday evening, the Centennial Colts men's basketball team beat the Seneca Sting 68-61 in overtime. As Gord Anderson reports, it was a last-second shot by guard Craig Nelson to tie the game.
It was a repeat of their previous game when they lost 68-62 to Cambrian. They turned the ball over, their shooting was cold, and they lacked energy. Head coach Chris Smalling was happy with the win, but said it was ugly.
It's what you call an ugly win, but you know what I mean? I'd prefer to be on the side with win at the end than an ugly loss. You know, in the end, really, Seneca came out, they played us real hard, and we pulled out the win. And sometimes, you know, what you're looking for is that W, and it doesn't matter how you get it.
Overall, Smalling thought the game was a team builder. He says he liked the way the Colts competed in the second half to get the win.
I thought it was a character game for our guys. Nothing was really dropping for us. We didn't have a lot of energy all game, and to be able to come back and pull it out the way we did, I'm really excited about how the guys played down the stretch.
Craig Nelson sunk the tying basket. He had spent a week in bed with the flu. He scored 2 points in the first half, but rebounded to get 11 in the second. Smalling knew that Nelson was in a groove, and the coach says he wanted to run the last second shot through his guard.
Craig was hot for us, and so what we wanted to do was run a screen to free him up and get him that shot from the corner, so it kind of worked out. Craig got the open look, and he was able to knock it down.
With the overtime win, the Colts improved to 11-2. They're first in the Eastern Conference. Next for the Colts is a Tuesday night game against George Brown College. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 o'clock. This is Gord Anderson, Centennial College News.
And speaking of playoffs, Canada's Jennifer Jones heads to the 1-versus-2 page playoff game tonight after rocking Sweden 7-3 in the World Women's Curling Championships on Thursday evening. The team already had a bye into the playoffs going into the game with one of the best records in the tournament. They are now tied with Switzerland and China for first overall. Canada has lost only to Denmark and China and has 9 wins. Jones will get a chance at revenge when she faces China tonight. The winner will go straight to the final on Sunday. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us. Here's Sarah with all your entertainment news.
Thanks, Rachel, and hello, everyone. Toronto fans of Oasis and Foo Foo Fighters now have a reason to look forward to September. Both rock bands have been scheduled to headline the annual outdoor Virgin Music Festival. This year, the festival runs from September 6th to the 7th and takes place on Toronto Island. Other acts featured are Block Party, Paul Weller, and Canadian groups The Weaker Thans and The Constantines. More bands are expected to be added to the lineup. An award-winning Toronto poet has managed to be intellectual, erotic, and even bestial, all in a single performance at Toronto's Art Bar Poetry Series at Clinton's Tavern. Stephen Humphrey reports.
Please welcome Angela Rollins.
Toronto's long-running Art Bar Poetry Series is known for being eclectic. One of their featured poets was Angela Rawlings. She's a thinking poet's poet, but she's also a performer. She knows how to reach an audience.
Wolves. The low noise of the noise. Wolves howl. Wolves overwhelm the tree line. Wolves know the moon, their silhouettes. Wolves. Wolves. Who will howl? Wolves, moist souls. They're sonowolfish wolves. With their noses, noises, no wolves, wo-ho-holes, wo-wo-woo!
I was thinking a little bit too around these, these arch literary themes of man versus nature, man versus the supernatural. So kind of thinking about this versus thing and a tendency to use the pronouns in English anyway as a signifier of ownership or of possession. Starting to think about, this is my tree, this is my garden, this is my dog, this is like that.
So no, sorry, a two-year-old logic.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Rowling's new poem has the working title Ecology. She hopes to spit it into a piece for many voices with her performance troupe, Theater Co-Mutiny.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
This is Stephen Humphreys with the Art Bar Poetry Series at Clinton's Tavern in Toronto.
The romantic comedy Run, Fat Boy, Run opens in theaters today. The film, which stars Simon Pegg and Tandy Newton, marks the directorial debut of David Schwimmer. Critics have given it mixed reviews. On RottenTomatoes.com, it has only a 44% freshness rating. The consensus on the site is sporadic laughs can't overcome the formulaic and predictable story. And that's all for me. Now let's send it back to Nicole for the wrap-up.
Thanks, Sarah. And that's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.